Wolf and Luke Middays, 98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station.
All right, this is quite the reunion here for the final segment of the show. It is Wolf and Luke. We are playing Avril Lavigne as a rejoin. Shane Doan is in for Wolf. Doaner has taken over with so much Canadian music here today. And joining us for the final segment here on the 72 Sold Sports Line is your old teammate, Doaner, Keith Yandel.
Hey, Jelly.
Yands, what's going
what's
on?
What's happening? Is that some Alanis Morissette going in the back?
No, what was her? How do you say it?
This is Avril Lavigne.
Avril Lavigne.
We already had Alanis on earlier.
Hey, how you guys doing?
I have name assassined every name that I could so far through this whole show.
So bad. You're good at spelling, though, so that's good.
Sarcasm.
Yans would ask me in the dressing room, hey, who's number 21? Can you say his name for me? I'd be like, no, don't do that to me. And he would think it was so funny to try to get me to say people's names.
Yeah.
These are guys on our team, too.
I knew their nicknames. Hey, how about the one time Yans was trying to get me to, the ref came over and asked me, hey, what's, remember Shineman, Brendan Shineman? They're like, hey, I can't remember his name. What's his first name? I was like, ooh, boy. Shineman. So Yan starts giving it to me about the fact that I don't know his name. And so I'm like, hey, well, what's Martinuk's first name? And he just got called up. He's like, it's Martin. I'm like, yeah, his mom and dad named him Martin Martinuk. Like, come on. So as much as he gives it to me, I'd give
it. Is that why his nickname's been Marty his entire career?
Yeah, 100%.
All right. Nice.
Yeah. How'd you do on the golf course today?
I played actually pretty good. I'm in Nantucket right now. Yeah, heard of it. but we played this course at Sankumite. It was windy, really windy, but had fun. Played pretty good. Not bad.
Who are you with?
For me. Actually, with this buddy from Florida. He lives up here in the summertime, and then just one of the guys that's a member there.
And now, do you go back down to Florida much, or are you staying up in Boston now?
We'll be up here. We just got up here on Saturday, and then we'll be up here till probably like mid-August.
And what?
Yeah. Yans, everybody I talked to from those teams that you were on, Doaner included, obviously, says like you were the personality in that locker room. And I obviously covered a lot of those teams. I mean, I would agree. But who does Keith Yandel say was the biggest personality on those teams when you were playing?
Oh, I'd probably say... I mean, for a little while, I'd say it was Adrian Acoin there. Would you agree, Doaner?
Yeah.
He was comedy.
Yeah.
He was like an older guy, too. And I mean, Doaner, obviously, he had the personality. He was the guy that brought everyone together, made it comfortable for the young guys and the old guys to hang out. That was probably, I mean, I'm sure, Doaner, when you started, it was kind of the older guys probably hung out with each other and the young guys hung out. But when Doaner was there, it was all, everyone was together. So Doaner kind of brought everyone together. But yeah, Adrian was a big personality, hilarious. Obviously Biz, he was at all times he was on. It took him a little while. He couldn't take a joke at first.
He'd take it till bad. Yeah, he did.
Doaner's famous line was, sorry, I got a plane. Coming to pick me up. Doaner's famous line was, if you can't take a joke, you become a joke. So I think everyone was figured it out pretty easy that you had to take it to give it there.
Well, Yans, we have 3 minutes and 26 seconds. So I wanted to just call and say hi, realistically, because... We haven't talked, and Yans and I have been sending pictures back and forth. I was down in Turks, and he was looking at what are those stupid manatees?
Manatees?
Manatees, yeah.
See, there I go, butchering another
you
name.
You even got the animal's name wrong.
Yeah. Yans thinks it's really funny.
It's the cow of the sea.
Yeah. So get to catch up with you on the radio. It's always nice. And I tell everyone your personality and that how absolutely hilarious you are. And then you do your interviews and you're so respectful and polite when you do a TV interview. And so, but on the radio, you can be more yourself.
Yeah, try to let it fly when you can, but you got to keep it professional sometimes, no?
Yeah, once in a while.
Sometimes. Go ahead.
No, I told them the story about you giving the coffee to the park attendant that you hate anyone telling about, but just to kind of give an insight of what type of man you are.
He told an entire city that.
Yeah.
I don't even remember that.
Yeah. See,
there you go. Jens, we appreciate it, man. Thank you for the time.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Jelly.